Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. You're in the right place. That's it. You are here. It's time to start talking truth. As much as we can find it. Did you hear about the hacker behind Planned Parenthood breach? I think we have an answer to finally getting disclosure on things that we know are taking place, but yet no one wants to believe us. I think with the threat of hacking coming down the path, I think there are a lot of people much more concerned about their businesses and what their businesses are going to show based on the hackers. Now, this is one hacking group. There's several, of course. But I'm glad to see that they are doing something with some societal value, if you will. And I think that there are a lot of people worried that this is going to take place. Have you heard that there are now 6 genders at the University of California? If you are a student there, you may be one of 6 different fill-in-the-blank genders. I don't even know what some of these mean, but we'll talk about it. And that story about Seattle raising the minimum wage to $15 and why the workers don't like it. Unbelievable. It really is. And in the international news, John Kerry is heading for Egypt and the Gulf to discuss the Iranian deal. Big news, right? More and more, it appears that the United States is going to be going to war with Iran and Syria, but making it look like they're doing everything they can not to. Colonel Gaddafi's son is sentenced to death for war crimes in Libya. And there is a story. Remember the one about the father who had his children taken away because he had some MMS supplement? Well, we happen to have a listener from that town who provided me some information regarding that judge that took away those children. Now, allegedly, I would have to say it's being reported that he was the judge on that case. Oh, this is horrible. It is horrible in so many ways. But I do appreciate the fact that a listener responded to let us know the rest of the story. Today, in the second hour, of course, in the first hour, it's the news that CNN seems to lose, and there's a lot of it. But then we're going to be talking at 8 o'clock in the second hour to Luke Adler, former deputy U.S. Marshal, retired. Stories of bad guys and good guys who catch them. And I'm going to allow you to talk to him, too, a former deputy U.S. Marshal. If you have questions about catching the bad guys and who are the bad guys and who really are the good guys, his book is called Chasing Bandits. So we'll talk to him, and I will definitely let you have a chance to call in, so get your questions ready. Again, you can go to Amazon if you want to see reviews of the book, Chasing Bandits. And then we're going to be joined by John Willard for a few minutes to talk about Willard Water, why it is so important. And then at 9:30, we're going to have Dr. Sherry Tenpenny join us for an update on vaccines, of course. I'll tell you, she is working her heart out to try and examine that issue and do something about it, get people to understand about it. So she will be joining us. Stock market. Not doing well today. Again, another slide in the Chinese market last night. We'll talk about it, as well as where the Dow sits prior to opening. And, of course, gold and silver prices. We'll be back after this 3-minute break with the Power Hour. Stay tuned. This is Joyce Riley.
We are a survival company. We manufacture our own line of Level 3 and Level 3A body armor. We proudly make our armor 100% in America. We have the best prices in the nation, about $125 cheaper than our nearest competitor. All lab certified, for thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3. We are Fortress Survival LLC.com.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guarantee quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
This is Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and I want to introduce you to Numana Storable Foods. This is the first brand of storable foods that I am willing to put my name behind. It's food you can trust. No GMOs, no MSG, no chemical preservatives, and no fake meat. Plus, Numana doesn't just make that claim. They back it up with independent evaluation and testing. Another thing that Numana really does that excites me is the delicious vegetarian options. If your standards are as high as mine, I can confidently tell you that Numana Storable Foods are the quality choice that you've been waiting for. Numana won't just meet your expectations, they will exceed them. And that's why we're thrilled to have the good guys from Numana joining the Power Hour family. Go to powerprepper.com and learn about Numana Storable Foods. You can also call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, the storable food you'll love to eat.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. It is 28 July, Tuesday, 2015, the year. So glad to have you join us today. I don't know how many of you are kind of working with us on changing your diet and your activity and your whatever and your life, but now's the time to do it. The time to do it is not when you get sick. Trust me, that is not the time to do it. Now is the time to get well. Whether it's increasing your exercise, drinking more water, you've heard all these things over and over again. But the question is, have we internalized them and are we doing it? You know, I was telling you yesterday I was going to start this 5-day juice fast. Well, I got to be honest with you and tell you I didn't make it. I did the juicing, made my juice, but I did have a couple of tomatoes and some plums. I just was so weak. I mean, mentally. So I just want to let you know, I failed to do what I planned to do yesterday. So I had a couple of tomatoes and about 5 little tiny plums. They were all organic, but still, I ate food. Anyway, that's okay. But that's all right. Look how much better off I was than eating a bunch of nasty stuff that's going to sit in your gut for a long time. This morning when I got up, I just to let you know what I am doing, and maybe it'll give you ideas. That's the only reason I tell you that, not because I think you're interested in what I drink. I think it might give you some ideas on what to do. So I fixed my drink this morning. I had a juice, first of all, and then in my Nutra blender thingy, whatever you call it, I put in a bunch of flax seeds, of course, some water, some hemp oil, some frozen berries, green stuff, red stuff, and purple stuff, and mussel stuff. By the way, that's the name of it. And some kamut, wheatgrass. Now, that's made by Purium. It's a little container of wheatgrass, dried wheatgrass. So if you don't have the wheatgrass, you can do the dried. Just thought I'd share that with you. That was my drink this morning, and it was really, really excellent. And to give you an update, the green stuff should be released this Friday. And all of the purple stuff and all that. That's all I know right now. And Dr. Gary Null feels horrible about the delay in that, but that's the way it is. That's just the way it is. We still have some toothpaste. It's on half price, normally $10. The Gary Null toothpaste, healthy toothpaste, is $5 at the Power Mall. You can still order that. And like I said, as far as guests go today, the news first hour, Chasing Bandits, Luke Adler in the second hour, and then John Willard on Willard Water. And if you want to get your pH, that is the way to do it. Trust me. And then Dr. Sherry Tenpenny at 9:30. So let's get to the news. Talking about the international news. John Kerry is going to Egypt and the Gulf to discuss the Iranian deal. I mean, I thought it was made. I thought it was done, right? Anyway, he's going to travel to Egypt and the Gulf next week for talks on a recent nuclear deal between the major powers and Iran and the fight against the Islamic State militants. Then he will head to Southeast Asia, where countries share U.S. concerns about China's pursuit of territorial claims. And I'm sure lots of money will change hands during this time also. You know, I kind of think, don't they know about those meetup meetings online that they could do? Instead of spending, you know, 300 gallons of fuel per hour in the air. Of course they do. But you can't transfer money as easily, I think. Or whatever. North Korea says to the United States, we will take you out the next time. North Korean officials warned the United States that another war on the Korean Peninsula would leave no Americans alive to sign a surrender document, as the country marked Monday's anniversary of the armistice that ended fighting in the Korean War more than six decades ago. Were you aware of that? 60th anniversary. I believe it's 60th anniversary. Anyway, six decades ago. U.S. is behind the migration crisis in Europe, says Putin. Sputnik News reports the United States stands at the origin of many of the problems. Ooh, that's pretty strong. The United States stands at the origin of many problems that the European Union faces at the moment, including the problem of migration. And if you see the picture on this story, you're going to be a little bit taken aback at how horrible it really is. Imagine you were in this group of people. Imagine that's how we lived. Instead of it always being some people of another color in another area in a country we don't even know where it is, and we're being told how horrible it is for these people. The picture is just awful. Across the world and in Western countries, there are tectonic shifts in public opinion toward greater protection of national interests. Right now, Europe faces a specific problem. A massive influx of migrants. But did Europe stand at the origins of the decision that led to that situation? You have to be honest. These decisions come from overseas. And, of course, the Russian leader is pointing the finger right at the United States. He added that many more examples of the misleading U.S. guidance could be named, but that does not mean that we should demonize the U.S. policy. They carry out a policy that serves their own interest. But we need to seek a balance of interest. I think he's putting it really, really nicely. Surprisingly. nice. Colonel Gaddafi's son, Saif al-Islam, is sentenced to death for war crimes in Libya. According to the Daily Mail, the son of Libya's former dictator, Colonel Gaddafi, was sentenced to death in absentia after he was found guilty of committing war crimes in the Libyan civil war. I have contacted the Moriartys to find out what they know about this, to see if that is true or not, but saying that he is guilty of war crimes during the time of the uprising. And al-Islam and eight other associates were sentenced to death by firing squad after being found guilty of ordering the brutal suppression of demonstrators during the bloody uprising. So like I said, I'm looking forward to getting a response back from the Moriartys. They always have the inside story because they lived in Libya and they know many of the leaders there. A hacker reveals details behind the Planned Parenthood breach. Now, this story, I think, is more representative of what's happening in the world than in just Planned Parenthood. But this hacking group, known as 3301, appears to have been in contact with InfoWars, which I think that is awesome. That's the way it should be. There should be that kind of information being leaked to people who will know what to do with it. Anyway, this hacking group known as 3301, not that I am supporting hacking. I'm supporting the truth being known. And if that means that people have been, let's say, deceitful in what they've done in the past, if people have been lying to the public, then I think it's a good thing to come forward and say, hey, we think you need to know what really happened here. Anyway, 3301 breached the website of abortion provider Planned Parenthood Sunday evening, obtaining everything from employee names to email addresses. I mean, this is huge. Now, they are a fetus harvesting organization. That's all there is to it. Yes, they do mammograms. Yes, they counsel women. But the whole thing behind Planned Parenthood is abortion, abortion, abortion. Now, isn't there a federal law that says federal monies cannot be used for abortion? Anyway, speaking with InfoWars over encrypted channels, a member of 3301, known simply as E, detailed the group's motive and the specific information obtained during the attack. There's the typical things you'd find in a database, you know, like email, passwords, usernames, all that kind of stuff. Then there is data pertaining to PP's line of work, Planned Parenthood. According to E, the hack was in response to recently released sting videos, which showed Planned Parenthood employees discussing the sale of harvested body parts from aborted fetuses. The specific video where the PP employees exclaims she wants a Lamborghini was definitely antagonizing and ultimately catalyzed the hack. We're against what PP, Planned Parenthood, perpetuates on society. And although support for abortion is often divided along political lines, E denied any adherence to mainstream political ideologies. Liberal versus conservative, left versus right, it's all BS to me, E said. I don't subscribe to any political group or anything that may divide distance or distance myself from other people. Our incentive is not to hurt people. Sometimes they just need to be brought back down to earth. So, is there going to be more hacking? I think yes. And is it going to be on things other than somebody's password and name? I think yes. I think it's going to be a matter of exposing. And the first person that exposes 9/11 and what really happened with 9/11, I believe, should win the Nobel Peace Prize. Or whatever investigative journalism award is out there. Or all of the awards. The first person that exposes the evidence from the inside out, perhaps by hacking, should be the winner of lots and lots of money and lots of awards. Because hacking is here to stay. You remember the vehicles, the Jeep that was hacked? I think it's important to understand, as they said, just about any vehicle can be hacked if it has a computer on board. And what people don't realize is that the car manufacturers have known this for years, but didn't want to pay the money to undo the damage. And now they'll be forced to. We'll be back after this four-minute break with the Power Hour. Stay tuned. This is Joyce Riley. We'll be right back.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. But once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Power Hour 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-562-6121. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-562-6121. Now you can listen to the Power Hour when you want. Bookmark the Power Hour 24/7 listen line number today, 605-562-6121. Got it? Call 605-562-6121.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a four-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit two per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. Thank you for joining us, caring about your world, doing the next right and honorable thing. I want to thank one of our listeners who was so kind. I don't want to mention his name, given the fact that he lives in the town where this took place. But I think there's something more to this story. As you will recall, there was a judge who ordered for children to be taken away from their father. And what we were told is it involved MMS, or it involved a supplement. And as a result of that, the children were taken away for almost no reason whatsoever. And then I received this story from our listener who said, I live in that town, and I think it's important that you know the other side of the story. Now, here's what he is presenting to me. Hot Springs, Arkansas. Police have released the unofficial cause of death of the little boy found inside his father's car on Friday. In a news release issued Monday, the Hot Springs Police Department and the State Crime Lab's preliminary report found that the child's death was caused by excessive heat. An official cause of death will not come for another few weeks when toxicology reports are completed. The HSPD, or Hot Springs Police Department, said the boy, who was found shortly after 3 p.m., was left unattended in the car for an undetermined amount of time. The afternoon temperatures were recorded at being around 100 degrees. This is this past Friday. The release also revealed what we had already learned, that the child was the son of Wade Naramore, who is a Garland County Circuit Court judge, who may have been involved in that MMS case. I haven't been able to confirm that, but it appears he may have been involved in that case. The HSPD says officers are still interviewing potential witnesses, trying to find surveillance video, and are reviewing 9/11 calls and police dash cam video audio as their investigation continues. Naramore, his wife, numerous friends and family members voluntarily came to the police department to be interviewed, the release stated, adding that Naramore was released pending the outcome of the investigation. The police department said it had been in constant consultation with the Garland County Prosecutor's Office since the incident occurred. The prosecutor's office has informed police that they intend to seek assistance from a yet-to-be-determined special prosecutor from another jurisdiction within Arkansas. Until that person is named, the HSPD said, no further information would be released. And, of course, anybody with information is asked to call. The number is here. And all I can say is those parents must be in the kind of grief that we never even dream about experiencing. Whether he was involved in that other case or not doesn't make any difference to me, other than this is so tragic. Not heard about. Think about it. Nobody's heard this story except for one of the Power Hour listeners bringing it to my attention. And hopefully, I don't know, they can get over this. I don't know. I honestly don't know how you get over that kind of grief. But, I mean, what a strange turn of events. And there's a lot of people that are being hard on the judge for the fact that he took children away from a man due to MMS or a supplement, which I can understand that. I feel the same way. But I mean, how horrible. A 2-year-old child. He came home from work, forgot about the child being in the car. And you know what? That has to do with not living in the moment. Don't you know that he was probably already thinking about what he needed to do when he got home? He was already thinking about perhaps cases that he needed to go and whatever, get to his email, blah, blah, blah. And there that child sat for 4 hours. I just can't even imagine. He was found shortly after 3 p.m., they say for an undetermined amount of time. I just cannot say what I feel for that family. I mean, regardless of what he does for a living or not, that is so sad. We'll be back after this 3-minute break with the Power Hour. Stay tuned. This is Joyce Riley.
not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Affordable health insurance was the promise of Obamacare, but for many, the government mandate caused more problems than it solved. And I want to tell you about a truly affordable alternative, Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare bypasses doctor and hospital panels, giving you the freedom to choose 100% coverage up to $1 million per year per occurrence, who includes dental, vision, pharmacy, and holistic care. Call 1-800-714-6993. 1-800-714-6993. 1-800-714-6993 today.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves. With the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get. Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. According to The Blaze, that's, of course, the work of Glenn Beck, there is this story. University of California students now have six different genders they can choose from. Six? I can think of two. Well, anyway, students filling out applications for the University of California system can now choose between six different genders to identify themselves. If asked the question, or when they're asked the question, how do you describe yourself? Prospective students can choose from the following: male, female, trans male, transgender male, trans female, gender queer, gender non-conforming, and different identity. Wow. I'm pretty shocked at that. I'm pretty surprised at that. Students are also asked on admission forms which sex they were assigned at birth, but given only two options for that question, male or female. Another question allows students to proclaim their sexual identity as either heterosexual or straight, gay or lesbian, or fill in the blank. According to the University of California, Riverside, the questions are not mandatory and only serve the purpose of compiling demographic data. Students' answers will also not be used to determine application status. In addition to the new application forms, in the fall, the university will implement a two-year program for the study of genders and sexualities throughout the UC system. UCR Today, University of California at Riverside, said the project will include UC stakeholders' opinions on ways to advance students' learning of LGBT issues. Interesting. By the way, I don't know if you've been watching Lifetime TV, 280 on the direct dial, but they're now doing a lot of transgender programs about children, bringing the issue out into the open of what these children deal with who believe that they were born in the wrong body. And I will tell you, the shows are compelling. Very compelling. So if you happen to turn to Lifetime TV or the Learning Channel, TLC 280, I think you're going to be surprised when you see these stories. They are amazing. And sad. Very sad, I have to tell you. Children that believe that they are born into the wrong body. And they know this, some of them from age two on. Seattle raises the minimum wage to $15, and the workers demand fewer hours. Why? They didn't want to give up their welfare benefits. We talked about this briefly the other day. Wounded American Warrior reports that when they raised that minimum wage to $15, everybody wanted their hours cut back because they didn't want to lose their welfare benefits at the very same time. So they're sort of making the same amount of money, just working less hours now. I am shocked. It is called backfire. It didn't work. And there is a shipwreck. Treasure hunters find a shipwreck off the Florida coast. $1 million worth of coins and jewelry. The Schmidt family, who are subcontractors for treasure hunting company 1715 Fleet, Queen's Jewels, LLC, discovered the treasure off of the Florida coast in a wreck of the Capitana, the flagship of the Spanish treasure fleet. The haul included 51 gold coins, 40 feet of ornate gold chain, and a tricentennial royal, an extremely rare Spanish coin valued at over $500,000. One coin called the Tricentennial Royal, valued over $500,000. It's not the first time the gold has been found on the famous shipwreck, captained by Don Juan Esteban de Villa. The Capitana carried an enormous fortune in Spanish jewels when it sunk in a hurricane in July of 1715. Anyway, the Schmidts are seasoned treasure hunters. Having found gold in September 2013, they came across the Capitana haul last month, but the news of their discovery was withheld to coincide with the 300th anniversary of the shipwreck. 300th anniversary. Wow. Good for them. And I'm hoping they don't have to pay it all out in taxes. Ailing vets are suing now, saying the toxic burn pits cost them their health. Well, thank goodness they're suing. Military.com reports that those soldiers who came home from Iraq and Afghanistan are in fact suffering. Of course, the DOD, the Department of Defense, is going to continue to deny. They set up those burn pits because, you see, they don't have to adhere to the EPA or any other rules, regulations, codes, or laws unless they make them. So what they did in Iraq and Afghanistan was create a huge cavern, a huge hole in the ground, and they just threw everything in it. And I've had all kinds of reports from the troops over there. They threw everything they could find into those pits. They threw in Jeeps. They threw in computers. They threw in plastic. They threw in body parts. They threw in absolutely everything. And now hundreds, if not thousands, of these soldiers are now sick. And the problem is that their rooms, their quarters, were right next to the burn pits many times. I mean, I can't believe they would have done that to these troops. Anyway, they're getting cancer. They have lung problems, GI problems, horrible problems. Anyway, this troop named David Montoya, 44, of Farmington, filed a lawsuit last week in District Court of Santa Fe in New Mexico against Halliburton, KBR, which is Kellogg Brown and Root. And in doing so, he joined almost 250 other former and active military personnel who are suing the company. So if you're one of those troops, you need to find out about this lawsuit. And those companies, KBR, Kellogg Brown and Root, and Halliburton, are the ones that provided the water treatment waste disposal services in Iraq, which was just basically burn everything, no matter who gets affected. Two other soldiers from New Mexico, both in poor health, jointly filed a suit against the company 6 years ago. And at one point, federal judge in Maryland rejected suits against the military contractors. But an appeals court reversed that decision, thank goodness. And with the case alive, soldiers who are now dying say they have a chance to shed light on wartime actions that placed profits over people. And I think that's not the first time we've seen that. Anyway, burn pits were part of the American war effort as a means of keeping the bases functional. No. It was a way to do it in a very inexpensive, easy way. Contaminated jet fuel was often ignited in the burn pits. The companies being sued say their work was critical to American war effort, not a detriment to American soldiers. I mean, they're flat out lying. One company summed up its position in an email last week. KBR provided, Kellogg Brown and Root, provided a critical service to the Army under dangerous conditions and to the exacting standards of the Army's guidelines and contract for waste disposal. In other words, we're not guilty. We only did what we were told to do. KBR personnel performed admirably under extreme conditions to safety and effectively dispose of tons of waste material. We will vigorously defend any allegations to the contrary. Oh boy, don't you know they will. The company has argued in court that it can't be held liable for wartime decisions made by the U.S. military and that it was essentially following orders given by the government when it created the burn pits. Well, I can hear Renee from North Carolina. Just following orders. The battlefields in Iraq between 2003 and 2005, and again in 2007-2008, is when First Sergeant Montoya was there in the area. He evacuated wounded soldiers who then were transported to hospitals by aircraft. His life in the combat zone also meant living near one of the burn pits. Now that is class act stupid. For anybody to put their quarters near a burn pit. He says junk and waste of every type landed in the pits. Trucks, styrofoam, ammunition, paints, tires, solvents, asbestos insulation, pesticides, animal carcasses, and human remains. So anyway, there it is in the Power Hour News section. If you are a vet from Iraq or Afghanistan who had those burn pits in your base, or your post, you may want to check that out. In 2013, they set up a federal burn pit registry, Senator Tom Udall, to track the symptoms of soldiers. Now, here is more of the same, just like in the Gulf War registry, to track the symptoms of Gulf War veterans. Has anything ever been done? No. Were they ever treated? No. Was it a big, huge lie? Yes. But it could cover 3.5 million troops because it includes, the registry is open to any veteran or active duty service member who served in the Southeast Asia Theater after August 2nd, 1990. That's at the time of the first Gulf War. Or in Afghanistan or Djibouti, Africa, after September 1st of 2001. That includes 3.5 million potential people in that lawsuit. And now the families are experiencing problems as a result of it. And again, you have Kellogg Brown and Root, who benefited tremendously from the war, and Halliburton. Well, they're subsidiaries of Halliburton. Merely following orders. I was merely following orders. And that's how they get away with it. The vets die, they get sick, kicked to the side of the curb, and then die, literally. Moving on, the China stock exit. When will it end? Yesterday it dropped about 1.45%, I believe, the Shanghai composite. And they're not able to stop the slide of the market, even though the government stepped in. And I have to tell you, a lot of people bought stock that were common citizens, believing that the government was going to be behind it. And they've lost all their money. The benchmark Shanghai Composite opened down over 4% on Tuesday, and it traded off as much as 5.1%. Ended up at, I think, 1.45% toward the end of, or when it closed. And the market here, well, I will tell you, it's going to be up and down. But this morning, I was surprised to see that it was at about 91 in the green prior to opening. Why? I can't figure out one reason why it would be up that high. It's now at 60 in the green. Gold is at 1093. And silver was around 1485, I think. Copper's down. Oil's down. Oil's 47.46. Though the DAX and the CAC and the FTSE were all in the green at close. It's just incredible how these markets can stay up, given the fact that we have a bunch of funny money in this country, and all we do is put computer zeros up, and that's called money. It's just like I was telling a friend, calling a Twinkie food is like calling money money. It's not. It is just not money. Or Federal Reserve notes, money. Greek capital controls to remain for months as Germany pushes for bail-in of large Greek depositors. Now, this is where I get really concerned, given the fact that now the Bank of Greece is going to consider this bail-in. In other words, stealing the Greek people's money. 2 weeks ago, they explained why Greek banks, which Greece no longer has any direct control over, having handed the keys over to their operations to the ECB. Now, that I was not really familiar with in the agreement that they made, that the banks have turned over direct control, have turned the keys over to their operation to the ECB, the European Central Bank, as part of the bailout number three's terms. Are a strong sell at any price due to the collapse of the local economy as a result of the velocity of money plunging to zero thanks to capital controls, which just had their one-month anniversary. Bank non-performing loans already at 100 billion euros out of the total of 210 billion euros in loans are rising at a pace as high as 1 billion euros per day. Which means that any substantial attempt to bail out Greek banks would require a massive new capital injection to restore confidence. However, as has been reported, a recapitalization of the Greek banks will hit at least shareholders and certain bondholders under a new set of European guidelines and regulations. The Bank Recovery and Resolution Directive enacted at the beginning of the year. And since Greek banks are woefully undercapitalized, where do you think the money's going to come from? There's already a danger of depositor bail-ins. All securities that are below the depositor claim in the cap structure will have to be impaired, as in wiped out. So you know what they're going to do? They're going to go to the people to take their money. They're going to go to the people and they're going to take it just like they did in Cyprus. And however, with every passing day that Greece maintains its capital controls, the already dire funding situation is getting even worse. It's not getting better over there just because we're not hearing about it. As Greek bank NPLs are rising with every day in which there is no normal flow of credit within the economy. Poor Greece. Poor United States, too. We'll be back after this 3-minute break with the Power Hour. Stay tuned. This is Joyce Riley.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. KD offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNlive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNlive.com. GCN.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed results I have with your product. I've suffered with thoughts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up the 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. It's all about the truth. And if you have anything that you would like to call in about, I'm going to take one or two phone calls before we are joined by Luke Adler, Deputy U.S. Marshal retired, and his book, Chasing Bandits, Who Are the Real Bad Guys? And hopefully we're going to get some update or some information on what happened to that Chattanooga military shooting. So if you'd like to give us a call, 855-995-6923, 855-995-6923. If you have a question or comment, We don't screen the calls, so you get to call in about whatever you'd like to call in about. There is a story we need to talk about when we get to the issue the phone calls. New pharma vaccine bill quietly passes the House. And right on the heels of the California passing mandatory vaccine laws, here comes the 2015 Cures Act, a big pharma bill that has the support of the FDA. Cures Act. Ladies and gentlemen, they're calling vaccines a Cures Act. Can you believe that? The bill gives big pharma $9 billion and the FDA $5 million to develop even less safe vaccines, and it completely lowers the standards of safety. We're going to talk to Dr. Sherry Tenpenny about that, but let's go to Mark in Texas. Mark in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead, please. What's on your mind, sir?
So now vaccines are cures. That's good choice.
Yeah, I just, yeah, overnight.
Okay,
they made them
cures. Highway Trust Fund. Oh, they're out of money. They just simply are broke, Joyce.
Uh-huh.
We got to get the roads fixed. It's the antiquated infrastructure, don't you know? Well, let me tell you something, Miss Joyce. If they would spend a little more money of this Department of Transportation, if they spend a little more of their money on fixing the bridges and making sure that the bridges are safe, and less money on going down putting up cameras so they can document the bridges collapse.
Ooh. Oh,
collapse,
my
I want to
goodness.
Tell you. They may have oodles of money, Miss Joyce.
Mark, you're hitting beneath the belt.
That's the problem. When they say highway trust fund, well, we want to make the roads safer. Joyce, you could drive 15 semi-trucks through that statement. What is their idea of safe?
Mm-hmm.
Cameras, of course.
Oh, my gosh.
You know,
oh,
Ms. Joyce.
Oh, my gosh, you're right. You are right, Mark.
They play these word games with us. And I mean, I'm just a simpleton. I'm not some rocket scientist out here. But after you get just so old and you keep hearing all this stuff, you understand. We're not being lied to. We're just not being told the full story, don't you know?
Yeah, you're right.
God bless
you. I like your attitude. I wish you lived in Versailles. We need people like you. We need to band together with people that think alike like this to get something done. Because spread apart the country, we don't have as much power. But I wish we were together. Hey, thank you so much, Mark. I appreciate
you. Thank you, dear.
Wow. Good call. Let's go to Arnie. Ooh. Janice in New York. Janice in New York, you're on the air. Go ahead, please, Janice.
Good morning, Joyce. I want to thank you for telling the news as it is. Yesterday you talked about that poor woman who had to fight off a murderer, and she grabbed the gun and shot him. And
right.
You were saying, I was outraged, and you were saying, why aren't they talking about this anywhere? And they weren't. But this morning on 1010 Winds, New York, this is important here. Everyone listens to 1010 Winds before they go to work. It's on AM radio. And they talked about it. I can't believe it. As soon as you said something, then all of a sudden, oh, gee, I guess we're going to have to talk about it. God bless you, Joyce.
Thank you, Janice. I wish it was because of me, but I kind of think maybe they just figured they better talk about it, but I'd like to think it had to do with the Power Hour. I mean, that is a huge story, listeners. That was a huge story yesterday. This lady who was a prostitute, got attacked by a man, and she shot him and killed him, and come to find out, he was also a multiple killer of many women around the country. And it didn't make the news. But boy, the situation in Lafayette did. We'll be back.